Hello there, nice to meet you. Yes, finally, after so many emails. Would you like to take a seat? Excellent. So, thank you for coming in. Well, it's a problem, and I think we can get to the bottom of it. Fertility issues are something that affect a lot of couples and cause a huge amount of distress. Yes. Yes. So as per our discussion over email, you and your partner have been trying, but it's not working. Okay, well, as we've discussed already, there could be any number of potential issues. At a glance, you look like someone who shouldn't have any major issues with fertility, but after ruling out a few possibilities with our email exchange, I think we should move on to a more hands-on approach in testing. Now, there's all kinds of aspects that we can do here. We can do some blood work, we can get into nutrition and diet, but I think the best thing to do would be to begin with a physical examination. Absolutely, of course. I want you to feel completely comfortable with me and understand that I have nothing but your best interests at heart here. I'm going to step aside, and let's pull this curtain across here if you want to step behind and get undressed, if you would, and we can begin getting down into the nitty-gritty of things. Please, sure, take your time, be comfortable. So can I ask, how regularly are you and your partner having sex? And does he finish to completion inside you each time? Does he ejaculate inside you each time? I see. And how would you describe the volume of your partner's ejaculations? Is there a heavy amount of ejaculate, or would you describe it as more on the light side? Well, it's entirely possible that the fault lies with your partner here. It could be the case that you are entirely healthy and fertile, but your partner just isn't up to the task. All good? Okay, now... Ooh, there we go. Completely naked. Wonderful. Why don't you lie back on the examination bed there? Very good. Now, I'll just put my chair over here beside you. Well, after looking you up and down, my first impression is that you are an exceptionally wonderful specimen. I would be very surprised if the fault lies with you. I assume here that the issue is going to be with your partner. Lack of ability to perform sexually, an inability of your partner to fully impregnate you. You do look very breedable. So I will be working on the assumption that it's your partner that we need to work around. But we will still do some tests. Let's start with circulation. Now, if you're lying back on the examination bed there, we can put this strap over your chest to measure your heart rate, and we can tie it around underneath. It needs to hold you quite firmly onto the table if it's going to measure you correctly. There. That's not too tight, is it? Yes, the strap goes over your arms, so you're firmly held into place while it measures your circulation. And here, you can see on the machine, it will measure your heart rate while we conduct the exam. Now, let's look at you while you're strapped onto the table. Up and down from head to toe. You're an exceptionally beautiful woman. You have beautiful breasts, and Your physique is stunning, to be honest. What man wouldn't want to impregnate you, It's good to know that your partner has been ejaculating deep inside your vagina in order to try and impregnate you, but I do believe the problem is most likely with him. Naturally, the more frequently he ejaculates inside you, the more ejaculate you find inside you, spurting up against your cervix, filling you up, the more likely it is that you'll become pregnant. And that's what we want, really, isn't it? Your body needs to be filled with ejaculate as often as possible. You need to be taking erect penises inside you as frequently as possible. Big, thick, hard, erect penises. Right in this vagina, right here. This lovely looking vagina of yours. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. We need to check your circulation. Now, I will just use this strap to tie your ankles together, like so. Oh yes, this is strictly part of the exam. Oh, there. Nice and tight. And I will use this bar with these straps to put between your knees. We tie the straps around your upper calves, and the bar will hold your knees apart while your ankles are tied together. Just like this. That's it. Ankles tied nicely together, knees spread apart. Now, over here, I have something which should help raise your heart rate so we can get an accurate circulation test. If I just apply these clamps to your nipples here, there we go, and I will make sure they're in place extremely tight. Does that hurt? Yes? Okay, good. Now, I assure you, this is all very important. Now, some patients, when they undergo this exam, can't help but make quite a lot of noise. So what I've found useful is to just take this medical tape, and if you just close your mouth, there you go, that's it, and we'll put the tape over your mouth just to keep you nice and quiet, okay? There you go. Now, seeing you like this, tied down to the examination table, mouth taped shut, nipples clamped, ankles tied together with a spreader bar between your knees, with your vagina completely open and exposed to me, I will say you do look incredibly breedable right now. You look like a model of fertility. You look very much like you would be ready to be fucked deep and hard with a big erect cock that would shoot a big load of cum deep inside you, perfect to impregnate you. But perhaps that's for another day. Right now, we have something else. Now, we can see here on the machine that your heart rate is going up. Your circulation appears to be good. So, why don't we begin vaginal inspection? If I get down here and just take a good look. Beautiful. This pussy looks like it was really designed to take some hard cocks inside it. It does look nice and tight. Perfect for taking huge loads of cum deep inside it. Obviously your partner isn't man enough to impregnate you. We're really gonna have some work to do here, but first of all, let's check your heart rate and see how high we can get it. If I just reach up here and squeeze your breast while I stroke your labia slowly up and down like this. Let's see if this produces a response in your heart rate. There it is. Absolutely. Yes. Now, if I put my finger right here, over the clitoris, let's see. Oh, there we go. That heart rate's definitely going up, isn't it? Perhaps I'll just squeeze this nipple clamp a little bit tighter. Oh, stay nice and still, okay? You don't want me to strap you down even tighter, do you? There are plenty of straps in here. I could tie every part of you to this bed if I wanted to. As part of the examination, of course. Why don't I just rub your clitoris a little bit more firmly? Just like this. And let's... there it is. That heart rate is definitely going up. Now down here... let's just check... oh, you're getting wet. You're definitely getting wet. Sexual responsiveness is looking very, very good. Convincing me even more that the issue is not with you. Your partner just doesn't know what he's doing. This pussy is very wet, and this clitoris is looking very sensitive. Now, how about I reach around here so I can play with your clitoris like this while I slide a finger inside you? Now, I will reach up into the G-spot like this, internally, while I massage the clitoris externally. Does that feel good? Excellent. Now, what I really want to see from you is a very, very powerful orgasm. We need to make sure that your sexual appetite is fully in place, and that you're capable of all the pleasure that you would require. Because the more you want sex, the more you will seek it, and the more likely you will become impregnated. Oh, is that good? Over your clitoris, just like that? While I stroke you from inside? There we go, that's it. We're gonna make sure that you have a very big orgasm. And if necessary, we will make sure that you take as many loads of cum as possible. We need to get you completely horny and make sure that you're seeking sex as often as possible. Does it make you feel good when I stroke inside you like this and rub your clitoris? Rub your clitoris back and forth like that. Is that good? Yeah, you like that? Does your partner touch you like this? No, I didn't think so. Your partner has no idea how to please you. He has no idea how to impregnate you and breed you the way you need to be bred. You are moving a lot, though. Why don't we tighten this strap across your chest? Here. There we go. So you really can't move. Now, completely tied in place. While I finger you inside with two fingers, and I rub your clit. God, you're so wet. Oh, you are dripping wet. I think we need to get you here on my table, restrained and tied up as often as possible. We need to make sure you have as many orgasms as we can possibly pull out of you. That's it. There you go. Now, the thing is, a lot of women who struggle to get pregnant because of their weak partners find it useful to have other men ejaculating inside them as well. And your partner would never have to know. We could get you pregnant by any number of men, and your partner with his weak sexual capabilities would be none the wiser. That's it. You like that, don't you? Just across your clit. Just across your clit like this. Now, I'm gonna take this instrument. This dildo. Nice and thick. Much bigger than your partner, I would imagine. And I'm going to use my tongue to make sure it's nice and wet. And we're just gonna slide it into your cunt. Like that. While I rub your clit. In and out of you. While I rub your clit. And this will simulate what it's like to be fucked by a real man instead of your weak little partner who has no idea how to get you pregnant. Just like this. In and out. In and out. In and out while you're tied down. Ankles tied together. Knees spread apart. Chest locked down onto the table. Nipples clamped. With your mouth gagged while we push this in and out of you. Just like this. That's right. You moan for me. You moan for me while I slide this giant dildo in and out of your cunt. And I rub your clit. It's okay. You can make a little bit of noise, but not too much. Now, I want to make sure that you orgasm incredibly hard, okay? Let's see if I can make you orgasm much, much harder than your partner ever does. Just by using this dildo. And just by working your clit back and forth like this. That's it. There you go. There you go. Now I really want you to come for me, okay? I want to see your whole body shake while you orgasm for me. Just like this. That's it. That's it. All those nipples clamped. Those legs spread apart. Locked down onto my table and gagged. You gonna come for me? You gonna come for me? Yeah, come on. Come on. I want to see that pussy come. I want to see that pussy drip while you come. I want to see that body shake, and I want to hear you moan while you come for me. I want to feel that clit get harder and harder while I rub it, and this dildo goes in and out of you, okay? That's it. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Be a good girl and come for me, okay? Come for your doctor. I've got you, baby. We're going to look after you. We're going to breed you and make sure you get pregnant. Just come for me. Just come for me. Oh, that's it. That's it. Across your clit, just like this. Come. Come. Over your clit. Over your clit. Come on. Come. Come. Oh, there you are. That's it. That's it. Oh, oh, there you go. Oh, look at you shake, baby. Look at you shake. Oh, 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 look at that pussy. Oh, look at those hips grind. Oh, while you come. Oh, look at how wet you are. Very good. Very good. Oh, and that heart rate looks very, very healthy. Very, very good. Well, I think your circulation is not the problem. I think your body is not the problem at all. I think your body is capable of taking everything it needs to be bred hard. You're clearly suited for it. So what I think we need to do is get you back here every week so that you can be strapped down just like this, and I will personally, medically, fuck you and come inside you until we get you impregnated and breed you like you need to be bred. Do you understand? Good. Now, let's get these restraints off you, and we can discuss the next steps in further detail.